Hello, gang, and welcome to this week's LWIM Prime podcast. And on this week, we're going to answer the very important question, should I or should I not stand up for truth? What does Scripture say about it, and what should I do? What is the right and wrong thing to do when it comes to speaking for truth, and is there any wrong in doing so in certain spots? Well, let's answer the first question, shall we? Let's ask, is it right to stand up for truth? If we look at the very definition of truth, we find that it means to be something factual, something that is set in concrete, something that has witnesses, that bears witnesses, something that is immovable, an immovable fact, the truth. So you understand that truth is something that is absolute, and therefore it cannot be changed or altered like we have in our day and age, many who would revise it and try to change it or tweak it so that many would live in a or in an acceptable way, one might say. And the other question is it wrong to defend truth? Of course not. It's wrong to not defend truth. I've stated before on our internet talk show, Absolute Truth, Absolutely, that one of the things that many Christians do is they don't stand up for truth on a continual basis. Why is that? Well, I brought 3 points, and one of the points that I brought up was they are afraid to do so because they fear being mocked, they fear being persecuted by their friends. As a matter of fact, on many occasions, we find that many believers live a lifestyle within the church walls and live a lifestyle completely different to that outside of the church walls. In other words, they don't identify themselves very many times as believers on college campuses. And that is a very difficult thing. Why? Because you're living a hypocritical life, and that is not the way that God wants you to live. Either you have your foot in or your foot out. It can't be both ways. You can't have the good of both worlds. Jesus said that you cannot serve two masters. So therefore, first you need to make a decision, because it has come at a crucial point in your life now that you understand that the world around you is not a very good one. There's a lot of evil out there, and there are those that are willing to try to invade your heart and invade your mind. And the sooner you understand this, the sooner it is that you can go to God and God can guide you, the Holy Spirit can guide you in the necessary steps for you to defend truth and know it. But first, you must take the most important step, and it is A, asking God to guide you. If you allow the Holy Spirit, the ultimate teacher, to guide you in truth that we find in Scripture, you know, our forefathers said something and wrote down something in the Constitution that is so true. It says in those pages that truth is self-evident. And when you read the Bible, you will find that truth, the truth that are contained within the pages of Scripture, are self-evident. Now, once you have understood this, you need to ask God for guidance to do so. And once you do that, trust me, you will become a better defender of faith. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us that we must have a proper defense for the faith. In essence, we must be so prepared that anyone who were to ask us a question about the faith that was given unto the saints, we may have a proper answer for them, not just an answer off the top of our mind where we say, well, I believe this is, or I think this is what's right. No, you have to have a proper answer. Now that you are in the college campus, now that you are in the universities, remember, there are many that will continually question your faith, and therefore you must be prepared, such as they are prepared to ask the contradictory or the skeptical questions. Now, that being said, once you ask God for guidance, you also need to understand that you need to ask God for strength. For strength for what, Gio? Sometimes, and it has happened to myself, and I'm pretty sure that it has happened to many other Christians. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that it has happened to every Christian. They're afraid to stand up for the truth. Why? Because they're afraid of being mocked. They are afraid of being tortured. Like in other countries, we find that individuals are tortured for Christ. Now, when you know that truth, you have the truth within your heart, and that is the greatest gift that any human being can have, truth. Remember, salvation is truth. Once you have this, you want to share it with others. What kind of stewards would we be if we are not sharing this with others? And we we must comprehend that God has given us this great message that we must share with others, especially now that you are in the university campuses. Why? Because there's a whole mess of confusion going around, and it is 5 cents a pound, ladies and gentlemen. And you must understand that you must become fervent in your gospel presentation. Why? Because there are those that are so militant that they will stop at nothing to try to silence the truth, especially Christians. Why? Because Christians preach one brand of truth, and the only brand of truth, absolute truth, that which comes from our Heavenly Father. Now, once you have asked God for the strength to preach His gospel, the third thing you must do is make sure that you do this in love and understand that you will be persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:12 says the following, "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Paul himself, we find in all of his letters that he was continually persecuted for the cause of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 14, verse 56 and on, we find that Jesus in the end stood alone before the Sanhedrin. And we find that many bore false witness against him, yet their testimonies could not agree. So we find that even our Lord and Savior stood alone, and they did bear false witness against him, even though we find that Pontius Pilate said, "I find nothing wrong with this man." Yet it will happen, ladies and gentlemen, that there are those that will stop at nothing to silence us. Why? Because they understand that if they admit that there is a God, accountability comes into play. And people want to live life the way they want to, not the way that God wants them to. I leave you with this. Whenever you have the opportunity, read Acts chapter 6 and 7. We find here the example of Stephen. Verse 8 of chapter 6 says the following, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Syrians, Alexandrians, and those from Sicilia and Asia, disputing with Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, 'We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God.' And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, and they came down upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council." It is going to happen. We find in Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 and on, that Jesus says that we will be taken up to the councils for his sake. Why? People don't want to accept truth. And now we're living in a day and age, in a world where we see that more and more people are subscribing to relativism. In other words, nothing is absolute. They want to live life the way they want to. They want to live life free of God. And that is not the way to live life. God sets a ground game for us to live by. If we are to please him, we have to please him following in the footsteps that he has set for us, becoming in the image of his son, Jesus Christ. I hope that is your ultimate goal. Remember, every single day, to try to become more and more like Christ Jesus. It is then when you understand that this is the ultimate goal, to preach the gospel and to become in the image of Christ, that you will become a defender of truth and a fervent defender of truth. I hope you'll join me next week for a new podcast on LWM Prime. Visit us every Friday at 8 p.m. And please continue to visit the website as we continually update it with new resources for your spiritual edification. May the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.